I'm speaking today with Kelly Thompson, who is the COO of iStockPhoto. And I have Kelly on the line because iStockPhoto has a new partnership with Benevity, which is an online platform that enables micro donations for employees and customers at the point of sale. So, Kelly, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure.
So, let me ask you, why did iStockPhoto decide to form this partnership with Benevity?
You know, we've been looking for something like this for a long time. We're sort of unique in that we have a few different audiences, you know, we're trying to make happy that we're trying to get to. And one of the most vocal has been our contributors. What makes it difficult to do something for them is that they are all over the world. We have more than 80,000 of them now. They're from every country in the world. So they always ask us to do interesting things for charity, but it's so difficult when they're so spread out. So Benevity was kind of the first thing we had seen where we thought, you know, this is a great platform. We can introduce, we can start small, and then, you know, just keep ramping it up and adding some cool new features as we go along, that will work, you know, first in North America and then everywhere.
So that's interesting, because do you have any sense of why your contributors who are photographers are interested in having a charitable component to their interaction on iStockPhoto? I mean, it seems like it's a very specifically focused site that has specific actions to sell and to buy photos, and so it's interesting that they were looking for this other component. Do you have any feedback from them?
Yeah, you know, I think, well, first of all, artists really, really understand, and I think their hearts are just in the right place. They want to be able to donate, and a lot of them got their start on iStock and now make a truly significant amount of money, and it would just be easiest for them if there's some automated way for them to, you know, continue giving as they make money on iStock. And, you know, I think that's what they had their eye on there too. You know, so we just wanted to do something easy that allowed them to do what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm. And I know there are a couple of ways that you're looking to empower people to give, to have artists divert some of their royalties from their sales directly to a charity, and you've got several hundred thousand charities that they can choose to give to, have customers give during their point of sale, a point of transaction, and also to institute a workplace giving program for iStock's employees.
Right.
So can you talk a little bit about how you think this, what you feel the program will do in terms of, you know, an image or perception of iStock, but also money raised?
You know, we've done quite a few things in the past, but they were always, like most companies, those very sort of standard, here's a program, we're going to work on it for the next month or two, we're going to raise, you know, X number of dollars, and then we move on to the next thing. Because Benevity is this platform, you know, like you said, we came up with six or seven really cool ways that we could keep giving all the time, and I think that was the most important part, right? We could implement something that happened continuously to make money for these charities, even if we did kind of different things at different times. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you mentioned, there was just a bunch of cool things we could do. There was a lot of ideas came from the community, like creating a light box of images that, you know, maybe just all of the proceeds from those images went to a specific charity that the photographers chose or that were somehow related to those images. And like you said, sometimes maybe a photographer wanted a specific image, you know, that all of those proceeds to go to a specific charity, all of which we can do with the Benevity platform.
So it sounds like you can get pretty specific with it. That's interesting. And when you were building these other programs that were more short-lived, from where in the company were they coming from? Were they something that you as the COO was handling? Was it a marketing department? Just a volunteer team?
Yeah, so on most of them, it was sort of a core group of people here that, that volunteered their time and wanted to really push, you know, to make a very, you know, specific program happen. But yeah, it was mostly mostly volunteers here within the company that pushed that.
Mm-hmm. And are you anticipating that it's going to change the people's perception of iStock or change their relationship to it or their usage of it? I kind of want to start thinking or talking about what were the internal discussions and rationale for putting this in place. And one important thing to mention is that aside from integrating this platform onto iStock, you're also matching up to $500,000 to various charities through the program in the first year. So there is certainly buy-in from you. So what were the discussions that took place in-house about how to put forward this money, how to work to integrate this type of platform? What were the difficulties and what are the expected benefits?
Well, I will say our parent company, Getty, has always been great about these kind of programs. So they gave us lots of leeway to go ahead and to implement this. So from the highest levels, it was never a problem. And, you know, when you can go, I can go to my bosses and say, you know, look, if you set two almost identical products in front of someone, but there's a community or a giving piece associated with one of them, chances are that that customer will go with your product, mm-hmm. right? You know, so that's, in our industry, that's a big deal. You know, so not only obviously do we hope we can raise a lot of money for charities along the way, but we can also affect our sales through it, and we do think that will happen.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think from the work that I do, what you said is obvious. If I have two choices and things are pretty comparable, I'm going to choose the product that has a social benefit. But a lot of people in the business or corporate world still aren't accustomed to thinking that way. So how did you come to subscribe to that view? Was it something you read? Was it looking at other businesses? Is it the personal way that you lead your life?
You know, definitely some of it is personal. And you know, Brian DeLottenville, he's the CEO at Benevity, you know, sat down and talked a lot with us about the different things we can do. And we really bought into what they were saying. You know, we felt really good about, you know, about the information they presented to us. So, you know, it was, we felt good about it. And then, you know, when we sat down and talked to Benevity, they definitely helped us get to where we needed to be.
So, and how did you connect with them as a vehicle for answering the desires of your contributors, your photographers who are looking for a way that they could contribute to charity?
So, Brian DeLottenville actually used to work at iStock a long time ago, and he had gone off to work at this company. So I guess they've been around for 2 or 3 years now, but they came to us and said, look, you know, this platform that we built is pretty much perfect for a company like you that does microtransactions, not just with customers, but also on the other end with our contributors. So there was it was unusually good, a good fit, right? Because we have so many places where we can implement their technology. So
right, it's like instead of just having it be at the point of transaction for the customer, it can be through the royalties of the contributors as well. So it's really, it gives a double opportunity in a large sense.
Exactly, yep.
So they came to you. Had you been doing market research or... And I'm curious about how much of this was a good business case that they made and maybe a gut feeling or an interesting proposition versus how much was market research and for, you know, really thought out type of way to involve iStock in a giving program or some type of social program?
Well, you know, really, I mean, even more than, you know, going off and studying it, we were trying to give something that the people that are most important to what makes iStock tick, you know, to those contributors. We've been looking for a long time for a way, you know, to give them what they wanted. So I think that more than anything really pushed us towards this. And then, of course, as we started, you know, looking deeper into it, you know, we were excited about what it could provide.
Mm-hmm. And so did you open it up when you were looking at different programs and on your way to finding this, or maybe when you found this, did you open it up for feedback from the community of contributors?
You know what, we've had feedback, we've had them telling us what they were looking for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we had a really kind of core list of things that they were looking for. So we signed a deal with Benevity. We knew kind of what they wanted. We went out for them because we're doing this in different phases. We've definitely taken some of the feedback we've gotten, and that'll affect, you know, down the road how we implement the new programs, or maybe what what we decide to do first.
How do you think that having a program like this with the potential to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars impacts the way that iStock's employees feel about the company?
You know, our people were pretty excited about this. They've like I said before, they've always pushed really hard for us to do kind of cool things with the money we've given to charity. Two or three months ago, we actually sold off all of the old equipment. We auctioned off all of the old equipment at iStock, and donated it to a local charity. So things like this, people were just so excited because this felt so much bigger, you know, for all of us. So, they're really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And you do plan to integrate it into employee giving programs as well as for the contributors and consumers?
Yes. That will be coming. The thing about that is for the actual amount of donations, that's fairly small, just because, I mean, there's only 125 of us here at mm-hmm. iStock compared to the, you know, the millions of transactions that happen per day on the customer and photographer, you know, sides of the business. So we'll definitely do it, but, you know, again, like I said, the whole program is so much bigger than what just our employees could do alone.
So to enter into this type of program and partnership with Benevity, what did it require from iStock in terms of technological or staffing and financial commitments?
For us, that was probably the toughest thing. Our development schedule is absolutely jam-packed. You know, if we came up with a new idea to implement on the site, we're looking now probably a 2011 delivery of that product. So we definitely had to make some room in our development schedule, and that's honestly, it's really tough. That was the toughest thing that we had to do.
What got postponed in the development schedule to bring in this initiative?
Do you know what? Instead of postponing, we actually got permission to hire a few more people so that to try to not affect our development schedule in the long run. The other thing, too, is what we spent a lot of time doing, you know, the staggered release we're doing, mm-hmm. that was specifically designed so we could get kind of the things that were easy for us to do in the development windows we have. We have a huge project that we haven't really announced yet that's coming up that we wanted to get some of these things done for Benevity before that started. So that's really, you know, we slotted the things that fit the best in those windows we had open with these extra people. So
So can you tell us quickly, in broad strokes, what the release schedule is then?
Sure. So the first thing we're doing is So on select credit packs that we sell, so on things that we sell, we're giving a donation amount on each of those up to a total of $500,000 in 2010. So that was the first part. And honestly, that was really because it was easy for us to execute and effective in getting a lot of monies to charities. Right? Mm-hmm. So the second thing is enabling artists to contribute royalties to their chosen charities. And then the next part of that is providing the client's ability to actually top up a donation or do matching on a purchase. And then the next part of that will be delivering the program for employees. Now, there's a couple things further out too that that we'll be looking at doing. Like I said, as we launch things and get feedback from our community, we'll see what else we can do to try to get what they want. I mean, the other big things is that right now, Benevity can easily produce tax receipts for North American donations. We'll be looking at expanding those into Europe first of all, so that our contributors over there can get tax receipts as well.
And when are you planning to roll out the second and third parts to sort of have artists be able to divert royalties and then consumers be able to make a micro donation?
We're basically hoping to get them all done by the end of the year. So they're each a couple, they're each about 2 or 3 months apart. So yeah, it's about one per quarter until the end of the year, really. If we're lucky and we get some more development cycles in there, we'll probably try to get more in.
Mm-hmm. And aside from the development resource allocation, were there other people that were focused a lot on this project, or did you have to adjust anyone else's workflow to handle this type of new initiative?
It wasn't too bad. We assigned one of our project managers internally in the company to kind of add this as one more project to manage. As well, Benevity had some people on their side that are helping us actually implement the API, which has actually lightened the load a little bit as well. So we have kind of an expert from their side as well as the developers on our side, doing the actual coding.
And then for other people who are listening, and a lot of the people that I work with and speak with actually have some type of e-commerce site, and where I could see this being a really interesting and useful platform for them. But what's the financial type of commitment that you need to make?
Do you know what? It's up front. It wasn't too bad. There was a small amount up front, but it was really minimal to get this in place. I don't think we've released it publicly, but we've committed to a certain amount of donations in the next years. So other than that, there wasn't much to worry about.
The donations being generated from the transactions on the site or directly from iStock photos in the case of the 500,000?
It was actually kind of a total amount, like all of those things combined.
What do you know of any other platforms who are using Benevity now?
Actually, I am not sure if any of they have. I know they have 4 or 5 that they're working on in parallel with ours. I'm not sure if any of them have been announced yet.
So okay, and then it's interesting to hear because it seems like this. The impetus for this type of the larger movement of incorporating some type of philanthropy or social good into the site came from your users, which is a great indication. And then it was also supported from the very top of your system. But was the whole process, was it smooth or, given those two factors, which are favorable, or was there still some convincing that had to be done. And if there was, I'm looking to learn from how that was achieved.
I think the biggest, probably the biggest stumbling blocks were just us learning more about how philanthropy should really work in a business like ours. We kind of made along the way maybe some incorrect assumptions or we just didn't know enough at the beginning. And I mean, Benevity was great, right? Because they could sit us down and go, well, you know, instead of doing it that way, you should probably, you know, probably concentrate on doing this instead. Or, you know, one of the things we didn't realize at first was that, and Benevity was great in pointing out, is that if you're picking charities that don't resonate with your customers, you can actually do damage as well, right? And that's one of the great things about the Benevity platform. Because you have access to almost every charity in North America, or many of the charities in North America, it's a great way to get the customer involved and making choices about where their money is going and where you know the charities that iStock should be supporting are, which turns out is one of the most important parts of this, and I don't think we understood quite how important that was as we got started.
Is there another example you could share? And that was a great one about some of your assumptions in the beginning and how Benevity was able to counsel you on them.
Most of the other stuff that we went through, like any deal, it took, you know, five times as long as we thought. It was mostly just stuff on our side. Things just always take longer. The first time I presented this to the executive at Getty, there was immediate buy-in there. But then there's all those like little details that come around, tax implications. So, you know, tax lawyers get involved. Our attorneys got involved. So all of those things just take much more time than you guessed up front. In the end, it turned out to be not a big deal. But of course, all those T's and I's have to be dotted and crossed. Mm-hmm. And we wish we would have, we should have counted on that taking longer than it did. We would have loved to have gotten this launched before Christmas last year, but, you know, I guess it's like most projects.
Particularly development projects.
Yeah.
When you presented to the executives at Getty, did you feel confident about it, or was there one point that you were championing the most as an argument for it?
The big thing is if you're doing a large matching component like we were, you know, that number is going to stick up as the one that is probably going to be the toughest, you know, to get through. You know, it's a lot of money, and the rest of this stuff was almost a no-brainer for us and for them too. You know, they can look at it and say, wow, you know, this is cool, and we can see how it's going to help the business. So really, the debate was, you know, how much should we be giving up front, and you know, Can we afford to do this right now? And obviously the answer came out yes, so that was great.
So, and was that iStock's decision to give that the type of money, or you know, a flat sum up front, or was it, did Benevity kind of counsel you on that as an important element of the overall program?
They basically said, we actually went to them and said, look, we'd like to do this matching. We asked for guidance about amount, but they never said to us, you know, that's absolutely what you need to do. For them, I think they're looking much longer term, right? So they know the millions of customers we have, and I think iStock knows this better than anyone, actually. We used to sell images for 25 cents a piece, right? You know, this tiny little company doing these microtransactions, and people actually laughed at us for that. But we understand better than anyone how quickly those add up to really, really significant amounts of money. So we hope those same thing, that same formula will apply to Benevity in the long run, and to, you know, to us giving this money, that hopefully the $500,000 we're matching pales in comparison to the amount, you know, the other audiences can generate.
So, the $500,000, do you have a charity that's selected for to receive that, or is it going to be going to certain charities? I mean, several charities?
We actually went to our community and gave them a list of 10 charities, and I think it was 10, and we asked them to vote. Actually, it might have been more than that, but we asked them to vote, and I think we're narrowing it down to 5. So those 5 charities will be announced. But what we do is those 5 charities, when the purchase is made, we actually let the purchaser select one of those charities or divide it among all of them when they create their purchase. So there again, the end user gets control of where that money goes.
Mm-hmm. And is that something that, the $500,000 will be divided in some type of proportional amount to how users allocate it among the 5 final charities that have been selected. But was the idea of giving control to the users about where their money goes to a certain degree, was that, again, something that Benevity counseled you on? And I'm asking these questions because it was really intriguing when you said that you came into this with certain assumptions and things that you had to learn. And so I'm just trying to parse out, where these decisions came from.
You know, that's exactly right. That's what's great about Benevity system, and that's what they, you know, kept telling us. Leave those decisions in the hands of your members. So they really pushed us hard to do that. And their system is really great at it. There's, you know, you can have a drop-down menu of a subset. You can divide up the charities based on the types, and then just have sort of groups that the money gets divided among, or, you know, there can actually just be a search field so that the user can come and search for any charity, you know, that they can think of. So yeah, they definitely counseled us a lot on that.
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, I see elements of the Kiva system in this, in that there's it's very participatory, and the amounts of money are small, though for Kiva the loans are certainly probably greater than the transactions for iStock, but it is, as you mentioned, that ability to scale and the micro donations that can be made routinely and constantly within these actions. And I think, I mean, at least from what I've come across, it seems that you are the first company of your size to be doing something like this. So I'm pretty excited to see how it plays out. Is there anything else that you want to share with us before we end?
No, I mean, I think you covered everything. Yeah, and we're the same way. We're incredibly excited to see where this takes us, to see how much we can get our community involved with this. Because there's a lot of other things they're already coming up with, you know, with some other cool ideas. So, you know, we're excited to keep going and see where it goes.
That's
and hopefully
fantastic.
Other companies follow suit.
Absolutely. And I love to hear that it's coming from your community and that you're responding to it. And I think that you found a good partner in Benevity and that they can guide you to some of these, you know, best practices, so to speak. So we'll be watching and seeing how this unveils. It's really exciting. Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews about cause capitalism, visit causecapitalism.com.